And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Good morning. Just past 6 o'clock on the show with Jen and Truda. It is Monday, June 11th. President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are in Singapore for their historic summit. Trump is insisting North Korea fully end its nuclear weapons program, and he said the U.S. will help the North get on its feet economically. Gas prices continue to rise around the country. So far, the nationwide average for a gallon of gas is $3.01. The average price of gas has increased just under 2 cents over the past 3 weeks. I can tell you, having just driven from Kansas through Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, into Arizona, we just watched the price go up and it hit $3.05. That was the highest we saw. And then it came back down as we got back home closer to Kansas, but still feels like a lot. After a day off, the Royals going to open an 8-game homestand tomorrow night with the first two against the Reds. The defending World Series champion Astros and Rangers will also come to Kauffman during the homestand. Royals have dropped 7 of their last 8 games. And pickle lovers rejoice. Sonic is offering up a pickle juice slushie starting today. For those who would rather ease into drinking pickles, customers can also have pickle juice added to any drink at the drive-in chain. If you need more information on the pickle slushies, the story is posted on the Show with Jen and Truda Facebook page.
This is the official podcast of the Show with Jen and Truda.
KC 102.1, it is the Show with Jen and Truda, Monday the 11th of June. Truda coming to you from the Morning Show Office West. As this morning I prepare for jury duty, Jen, I have it today, actually.
I have never met anyone who gets called to jury duty more often than you. I've never in my entire life, never once. Gotten the letter.
It's only been twice.
Really?
I've been called twice. That's
but,
it.
But
yes.
It's been twice in the past 3 months.
Well, the first time they canceled me, and then they said they would call me back within, I don't know, Joey thinks it was like 3 years. And for some reason, they called me back in 3 months. So here I am.
At least in Missouri, it's 3 years.
Really? All right. Well, good luck. I hope you get called, and I hope it's a fascinating trial, and it's all very exciting.
Hoping that it's a case that's worthy. Of course, but this afternoon I'll probably be home, and that's fine. I'm excited to actually go.
Right now it's time for Jen's Impossible Question. 41% of people say on average they get 1 to 2 of these a week. What are we talking about? 576-7102. We will start with line one. Good morning, KC 102.1. Do you have a guess?
Yeah, is it a hangnail?
Ooh, no, not a hangnail.
Okay, thanks.
Ouch. Thanks for the call. Good morning, KC 102.1. Do you have a guess?
I'm trying to think. Let's see.
41% of people. That's a pretty good amount. 41% of people say they get, on average, 1 to 2 of these a week.
I'm going to just say cappuccino or coffee.
Oh, great guess. Not the right answer, though.
Bye.
Thank you. Good morning, KC 102.1. What do you think people are getting 1 to 2 of a week?
Hey, good night's sleep.
Oh, wow. That's a great guess. Not the right answer.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, KC 102.1. What do you think?
I think spam phone calls.
Oh, spam phone calls. No, that sounds about right, though.
Not the right answer here.
Thanks. Still no right answer. 576-7102. We'll take your guesses. 41% of people say on average they get 1 to 2 of these a week.
All right, keep guessing. Big Mountain, Baby, I Love Your Way Here. We'll take your calls and guesses coming up next year on KC 102.1.
This is the official podcast of the Show with Jen and Truda.
About an hour from now, going to make you the first finalist for a big trip, Jen, to Mission Impossible 6 in Paris, France. It is our biggest, latest giveaway, and 7:30 this morning is going to be your first chance to become an instant finalist. But first, Jen, we've got to find a winner for Jen's Impossible Question.
This seems to be quite impossible this morning. 41% of people say, on average, they get 1 to 2 of these a week. What are we talking about? We'll take your guesses at 576-7102, starting back at line one. Hello, what do you think?
Lottery ticket.
Oh, great guess. Not the right answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thanks for the call. Good morning, KC 102.1. What do you think people are getting 1 to 2 of a week?
Paper cuts.
Not paper cuts. No, gosh. Thanks for the call. Good morning. What do you think we're getting 1 to 2 of a week?
I think a gallon of milk.
Gallon of milk. Ah, this sounds like somebody with some kids. Do you have a lot of kids at home?
I have 2, but we go through about 5 gallons of milk a week.
I bet. That is not the right answer.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good morning. What do you think?
I'm going to go with lottery tickets.
Not lottery tickets.
Oh.
Nope. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, Jen's Impossible Question proving to be difficult. What do you think?
about a hamburger?
Not hamburgers. Sounds good, though. Thank you.
Mm, yes.
Good morning. Do you have a guess?
I sure do.
Okay. What do you think?
I think it's a headache.
Not a headache. Oof.
Not a headache.
Not the old migraines. Nope.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. Still no right answer. What do you think?
Credit card offers.
Credit card offer. Not the right answer this morning.
Thank you.
No. Good morning, KC 1021.
Hi, did you get your answer yet?
Not the right one.
Is it a paper cut?
No, somebody did guess paper cuts just now. Ouch. Oh, no.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, still looking for the right answer at 5767102. Your hint is online. Internet, online. What are we getting one to two of a week? One more guess here.
All right.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, good morning. Do you have a guess?
Is it, oh, dang, I just had an answer.
Think online, something you're doing on the internet.
Online.
Getting one to two of a week.
Spam emails?
Nope. Ah, okay. Not it. No.
I love one to two spam emails.
Yeah, one to two would be fantastic. I get one to two an hour. All right, let's try one more. All right. Hello, good morning. Do you have it?
I'm going to guess an order, online order.
Yes, package from Amazon. Yes.
Ah, there we go.
We are getting one to two packages from Amazon a week, doing a lot of shopping online. Finally, you win the $25 gift card to Smoothie King. Congratulations.
Well, fantastic. Thank you.
Who is this and where are you calling from?
My name is Brian. I'm calling from work right now.
Fantastic. Where do you work?
Ford Motor Company.
All right. Thank you for calling. Hang on the line. We'll get all your info.
All right. Thank you.
Whew. That took
there
a minute.
There we go. Finally. Yes.
I thought that was going to be an easy one. I'm like, oh, yeah, we're all ordering packages, right?
Yeah. Gosh, you know what? I mean, the girl with the milk. I mean, first off, I mean, where do you even start with that? It's like, get that lady a cow. I mean, holy. I mean,
five
geez.
Gallons a week.
And then I like the guy with the headache because I'm going, well, yeah, my wife tells me she has a headache at least two or three days a week.
Right.
So, I mean, I get that.
Standard.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, surgeon, author, and TV personality Dr. Oz is 58. From Game of Thrones, Emmy Award-winning actor Peter Dinklage is 49. And from Dawson's Creek and the Mighty Ducks movies, actor Joshua Jackson is 40.
Yes! Pacey!
I loved me some Pacey.
I never got how he was, like, the star of the third Mighty Ducks. It should have been all Emilio.
Right? It's the new number one film at the box office this weekend in the U.S. and Canada. The star-studded heist movie Ocean's 8, starring Sandra Bullock and Cate Blanchett, earned $41.5 million in its debut week in North America's theaters. Coming in second is Solo, a Star Wars story with just over $15 million in ticket sales. And then rounding out the week's top five, Deadpool 2, the horror film Hereditary, and then Avengers Infinity War. I actually went to the movies this weekend. We saw Hotel Artemis.
What?
Yeah, I know. We never go to the movies. We saw Hotel Artemis with Jodie Foster, Sterling K. Brown is in it, Charlie Day. It's a pretty big cast. It's good. It's different. And certainly when you're used to seeing Sterling K. Brown as the sweet, sweet, lovable man on This Is Us, to see him as this character is very weird.
Is this a serious role for Charlie Day, by the way, for those of us used to him in Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yes and no. He plays kind of a goofy character, but who kills? You know, so I mean...
Oh, sure.
A goofy, lovable killer, if that makes sense. But it reminds you that Jodie Foster is an unbelievable actress. So, I don't know. I liked Hotel Artemis. The Boss is the talk of the 2018 Tony Awards. Bruce Springsteen was awarded a special Tony last night for the success of his massive hit show, Springsteen on Broadway. Springsteen later performed My Hometown during the awards ceremony on CBS. Truda, you are the only person I know ever in the history of my lifetime that watches the Tonys.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch
them? Are you serious?
Yes. I've never, ever known anyone to watch the Tonys, ever.
Okay, so I just love award shows. I mean, I don't know what that says about me, but I mean, the Tony Awards. Look, I've not seen any of these plays. I've ever been to New York once in my life. I actually did see the Phantom of the Opera on Broadway, which was cool. That was like 20 years ago, but I love award shows. And yes, and all people are talking about this morning, of course, is Robert De Niro and his moment of introducing Bruce Springsteen and saying some choice words about Donald Trump. And they were all up in arms that they beeped it. And I thought, well, do you remember you had the story last week? They actually recorded the Tony Awards like last Wednesday, and then they just aired it last night. So they had plenty of time to edit that. But yeah, I watched the Bruce Springsteen performance. It was unbelievable. I mean, it was emotional. It was great. It was awesome. And on the kids from Parkland High School, the Marjorie Stoneman, Stoneman Douglas kids, they came out and performed. And that was incredibly emotional as well.
Actor Vince Vaughn in some hot water after he was arrested in California. Police say the Chicago native and a male passenger were taken into custody early yesterday on suspicion of drunken driving. The arrest happened after Vaughn was pulled over at a DUI checkpoint in Hermosa Beach. Vaughn, of course, known for appearing in such films as Swingers and The Wedding Crashers. Also someone who I am completely embarrassed myself in front of while walking down a street in Chicago about 15 years ago when I drunkenly yelled, "You're Vince Vaughn!" Yeah. Yep, he knows.
You know, I always to this day think that you should have said, "You're so money and you don't even know it."
Yeah, no, they never get their own movies quoted back to them. They love that.
Oh, sure.
That's your entertainment news for Monday on the show.
Somehow I think that's still better than, "Hey, you're Vince Vaughn."
Yeah. No, it wasn't a good night. That was not my best.
All right, 6:54 now. I'm out in Morning Show West getting ready for jury duty today, so I have one more hour with you guys before I actually have to head out to the courthouse. Coming up next hour, Mission Impossible 6 in Paris, France. Jen, we would get our first finalist in about just over half an hour from now.
And this trip looks incredible. We will give you all the details. Not only are you going to see this premiere, but this trip to Paris is just incredible. Keep listening for your chance to become a finalist.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
3 World Trade Center is opening today after years of delays. A ribbon cutting is scheduled this morning for what will be the 5th tallest building in New York City. It's going to feature Florida ceiling glass windows, zigzag beams, and murals painted by local artists on the empty space around Tower 2, which hasn't been completed yet. Disputes among builders, government agencies, and families of 9/11 victims have stalled construction on the World Trade Center campus. Eminem still catching heat for what sounded like gunshot sound effects in his set at Bonnaroo on Friday night, but the rapper's spokesperson says any gunshot sounds fans heard did not come from Eminem. The spokesperson said in a statement to People magazine that Eminem used a pyrotechnic concussion that creates a loud boom. The rep said the rapper has been using that effect in his live show for 10 years. The crowd at the festival in Manchester, Tennessee was scared and shaken up. One fan tweeted, "After last October's mass shooting at a country music festival in Las Vegas, it was scary." And there's a new Guinness World Record for the most people performing a bodybuilding pose simultaneously. Picture this. Yeah, happened in Washington, D.C. this weekend. A record-breaking amount of 803 people attended the Flex on the Mall annual fitness competition at the National Mall. The USO hosted the bodybuilding event. The previous record, 794 people. Organizers had to make sure every participant held a double bicep pose all at the same time for 35 seconds.
Okay, so there's got to be some sort of world record that we can set, right? I mean, there's got to be something that we can do at some point.
People eating the most bacon earliest in the morning in one sitting. I mean, there are things that I feel like we've already accomplished that would set some sort of record, right?
Work on some talents, see where it goes from there.
We've just got to look them up and make it happen and get it certified.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Coming from Morning Show West this morning, getting ready for jury duty. And Jen, we'd be remiss, we haven't talked about it yet. Over the weekend, Amanda from Lawrence won $500 in the 102K in May finale that we had on Saturday.
That was really fun to watch her arms shaking every time she had to open an envelope. She was shaking to see how much money it would have in it, and she was very excited to take home $500.
I'll tell you what, we packed that place, Porte du Sol out there in Overland Park. Those guys, they just didn't know what hit them. It was like, whoa, all these people showed up. We had 200 people in the room. Family and friends came. Kids were there.
Yes.
Just waiting to see if somebody would take home the $102,000 this year. Unfortunately, it didn't happen like Jamie of Independence last year, but Amanda won $500. That was great.
Yeah, no, she was plenty happy to take home the $500. But, you know, you move on from one thing to the next, and now I think this is one of the coolest giveaways, honestly, that I've ever been a part of. We are sending you to Paris with Mission Impossible Fallout. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, travel to beautiful Paris, France, one of the Mission Impossible Fallout filming locations, to attend the film's premiere. Once you arrive in Paris, you'll be transported via private car and driver to your big fancy hotel for a three-night stay. The hotel that they've got set up is perfectly situated between the Eiffel Tower and the Arc de Triomphe. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to Paris. I got to go one time, and I'm telling you, I was like a five-year-old at Christmas the entire time. Every single time we'd go past the Eiffel Tower, I'm like, look at it. It's so pretty, and it sparkles every 10 minutes. It's so amazing. You'll receive two 48-hour hop-on, hop-off tour and boat cruises. You're going to be seeing all the sights of Paris, the Louvre, Notre Dame. You're going to take a relaxing one-hour river cruise. You're going to be seeing all the iconic landmarks and bridges. And, of course, we're going to send you to the Mission Impossible Fallout premiere. Are you sitting next to Tom Cruise? I don't know. I can't promise you that. It's a possibility. And your first chance...
Will you see him if you are?
Your first chance to become a finalist for this trip happens in just about 10 minutes. You're going to have five chances a day, right around 7:30, 9:30, 1:30, 3:30, and 5:30. And you only have 2 weeks to get qualified. So once you become a finalist for this, there's a good shot you can win. Five chances a day. Yes.
Now, I was going to ask you, do you need to catch up on the Mission Impossible series with Tom Cruise? Have you seen all of these films?
Oh, no, I'm only two in. I think I've only seen the first two, and this is six.
Yes, you need to catch up. This is maybe one of my favorite action movie franchises. Say what you will about Tom Cruise, but he loves to do his own stunts. These are action-packed from beginning to end. The technology is cool. When they brought Simon Pegg on, and we had him on the show a couple of years ago about this, but that was a great comic addition to the whole series. I just love these. I wish, can Tryon Bruto win?
No. Shaylee already made it very clear to me that okay. None of us were eligible for this trip. However, everyone else is. We will make you a finalist in just minutes. Be listening. We will tell you when to be caller 12 for your shot at Mission Impossible Fallout.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Today, mark this day down. It is day number one that we are taking finalist Jen for Mission Impossible in Paris.
You want to be the first person to see Mission Impossible 6. We want to send you to do it in Paris. Caller 12. It is Michelle from Blue Springs. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
You are caller 12.
Yay!
The very first finalist for this trip.
Great. You know how long I've been trying?
Well, you haven't been trying that long because we just started this morning.
Oh, well, I've been trying for other things.
For all the prizes, anything. All right, well, you made it in on this one, and this is a big one because it is a trip to Paris.
Yay!
Yeah.
Always wanted
Michelle,
to go.
Michelle, do you have a passport, Michelle? Can you get ready to go here in a couple of weeks?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. All right. You're all set.
Love that, yes.
All right, well, you're in the running. Hang on the line. We'll get all your info. Everyone else, your next shot at that happens at about 9:30 this morning.
All right, that's probably a caveat that we should tell people, is that they should have a passport and be ready to leave the country at a moment's notice here in a couple of weeks. But, yeah, we'll do it again 9:30 this morning. And coming up on the show, we've got more stuff to give away today.
Oh, yeah, we've got everything from air supply tickets to Kansas Lottery voice scratcher tickets. All of that to give away before 9 o'clock this morning.
All right, and I'll have to tell you how I got up close and personal with Sharna over the weekend, Jen, and
what?
Actually did not get escorted out by security from Dancing with the Stars.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda. This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We are going to play a round of the accent game, which is your chance to win air supply tickets. Shaylee the Millennial just walked in the door. Brian Truda, I know you are broadcasting
yes.
live from the West Studio, a.k.a. your basement this morning. You missed what Shaylee just said as she walked in the door. She said, what are we giving away? I said, air supply tickets, making love out of nothing at all. And what did you say?
I said, Carrie Underwood covered that on American Idol. I love that song.
Of course they did. Oh, boy.
No, it's so good. I'll send you the YouTube link.
Yes, it's also Air Supply.
Oh.
It's Air Supply who does that song. It's not Carrie Underwood. Okay.
But she did do it.
She did do it. That's
and
correct.
It's great.
One of these days, she'll write her very own song. All right. We've got phone lines all packed. Very excited people trying to win these air supply tickets. We will poorly attempt to do accents. You have to guess what our accent is. So let's start with Michelle in Blue Springs. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Starting out on a Monday, good chance to win some tickets, okay?
Okay.
Shaylee is going to read just a random phrase, so don't pay any attention to the phrase that she's saying, but try to determine her accent. And keep in mind, it's not necessarily, like, country-related. It doesn't have to be French or anything like that. It could be something kind of out of the box. So try to discern Shaylee's accent.
And I will
accent.
Tell you, it's going to be terrible.
All right, perfect.
My family, wow, this is bad, might be poor, but we are rich with laziness and excuse.
New York.
Yes.
Wow.
That's impressive.
It is. That was terrible.
I know.
New York.
Kind of London and New York. I don't know what that was.
I honestly thought you were going southern.
I don't know what I was doing. But Michelle, you somehow made your way to New York. So hang on the line because you got it right.
Wow. Michelle has some sort of like Shaylee to us translator that we don't have.
I would love to have the ability for that. Thank
Yikes.
You.
I would too.
All right, let's go to Trisha calling us from work this morning.
Don't tell nobody.
Oh, I'm telling no one. We'll stay quiet. It's fine. Trying to win these air supply tickets. Okay.
Yes.
Truda is going to do an accent for you.
Okay.
All right, Trisha. Are you now? So here's what I did. I've got an accent, but I also went through and I just picked out a Shakespeare quote.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm going to read this in the Shakespeare quotes, okay? Like, to thine own self be true, and like, it must
Valley
follow.
Girl.
Oh, wow! She already got
good
it!
Good job!
Wow.
Valley
wow,
Girl!
Nice.
Yes! That was a good one for
never
Truda.
Never heard Shakespeare butchered like that before.
Trisha, in the running. Hang on the line. These tickets could
okay.
be yours. We've got one more. Let's go to Tara in Grandview. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning!
All right, Tara, I am going to do an accent for you, see if you can figure out what I'm doing here.
Okay, everybody else has done so good. No pressure.
No pressure. I woke up in a stranger's bed just covered in cheese fries. I ate them. I went back to sleep.
Is that like hungover?
I will give that to you. It's drunk. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Hungover
yeah,
drunk.
Right.
Yes. So Tara in the running as well.
And that was not just Jen's Saturday night.
That I didn't even have to prep for that one. That just was all of my 20s. Okay. So we have Trisha, Michelle, and Tara. All of their names are written on a piece of paper. I'm spinning them in a bucket to see who wins. The winner of the air supply tickets is Trisha.
Yeah.
Trisha, right. Who is at work this morning, will be quiet since you're at work. We will tell no one. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
You are going to see Air Supply Saturday, June 23rd at Ameristar. The tickets are yours.
Thank you so much. I am so excited.
Good for you. That's a great start to this Monday morning.
I needed it.
Good. All right. Hang on the line. We're going to get all your info.
Okay.
All right. Back to work.
Yes. All right, Trisha. Good job.
More of those Air Supply tickets to give away the rest of the week here on the show with Jen and Truda.
All right, guys, I got to say my goodbye. I'm due in court by 8:30, and I've got to make it out there, so I actually have to put pants on first.
Yes, please do.
Wow. They require that in the court system. Yes.
That's
we require that here.
Dang, who knew? All right, you guys have fun the last hour, and I'll tell you all about jury duty tomorrow.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Good morning, just past 8 o'clock on The Show with Jen and Truda. It is Monday, June 11th. President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are in Singapore for their historic summit. Trump is insisting North Korea fully end its nuclear weapons program, and he said the U.S. will help the North get on its feet economically. Gas prices continue to rise around the country. So far, the nationwide average for a gallon of gas is $3.01. The average price of gas has increased just under 2 cents over the past 3 weeks. When we went out of town over Memorial Day weekend and then all through the week, we drove through Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and you just watched the price rise. Like when we started here, it was maybe $2.73. By the time we got there, $3.05. And then coming home, we finally start, you see the decrease and you're like, yes, under $3 again.
Or you could have just made it a one-way trip and then it wouldn't have mattered.
Whew, it was awfully expensive. Yes, I have no problem living in Phoenix. Gorgeous. After a day off, the Royals will open an 8-game homestand tomorrow night with the first two against the Reds. The defending World Series champion Astros and Rangers will also come to Kauffman during the homestand. Royals have dropped 7 of their last 8. And pickle lovers rejoice. Sonic is offering up a pickle juice slushie starting today.
For those of you who'd rather ease into drinking your pickles, customers can also have pickle juice added to any drink at the drive-in chain. If you want more information about the pickle slushies, the story is posted on the Show with Jen and Truda Facebook page.
This is the official podcast of the Show with Jen and Truda.
First, before we get to the game, breaking news. Shaylee the Millennial has just uncovered. Are you ready for this? IHOP is no longer with the P. It has a B. Do you know what the B stands for? We all kind of guessed it could be burgers or breakfast. The unveiling has happened. Just kidding, it's burgers.
It is burgers.
Right.
They're going to have a new line of burgers, and they're going to use IHOP to promote it.
But they're not actually changing the name. They're still going to be IHOP. They say this is just a branding thing. Basically, it's just a big promotion.
Well, it's going to be Ultimate Steak Burger, so it might stick. But okay.
They're temporarily changing the branding because they want people to know that their burgers are just as seriously, they're taking it just as seriously as their pancakes.
But what's a little weird is that I don't see pancakes as the bun on these burgers, so
that would
to
be
continued,
amazing.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That has got to be at a state fair somewhere.
It probably is. I'll do some more Googling.
All right, back to the Kansas Lottery scratcher tickets that we have to give away. We are playing Urban Myth. I will read a statement. The contestants have to decide if it is truth or myth for the Kansas Lottery scratcher tickets. Let's start with Angie in Kansas City. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning.
How's your week starting out?
No, I'm too excited.
Oops, sorry, your phone's cutting out a little bit. Can you hear us? Are we all good?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I got you now, Angie. All right.
Okay.
The most popular sales item at Walmart is bananas. Truth or myth? Most popular sales item at Walmart is bananas.
I'm going to go truth.
It is true, yes.
Yay!
For several years, Walmart has sold more bananas than any other item in their stores. Angie, you got it. Hang on the line, so we'll see if you win these tickets. Let's go to Keisha in Kansas City. Keisha, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing well. All right, truth or myth? Hamburgers are named because they were invented in Hamburg, Germany.
I'm going to say myth.
That is a myth. Yes, of course, Hamburg, Germany, famous for its meat patties, but the hamburger was invented in the U.S., so Keisha in the running for the Kansas Lottery scratcher tickets. We go to line three, which is John in Olathe. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
All right, truth or myth? Americans eat more than 150 million hot dogs on Independence Day. 150 million.
I'm going to say truth.
That is true. Yep, Americans eat more than 20 billion hot dogs a year, 150 million of which are consumed on the 4th of July. Everybody getting it right. All the names are on a piece of paper, spinning these names around in a bucket. The winner of the Kansas Lottery tickets is Keisha from Kansas City. Congratulations, Keisha. $30 in Kansas Lottery voice scratcher tickets. Plus, you are now an instant finalist for the grand prize. So you have to make a decision. Are you Team Jen or Team Truda? Team Jen would mean you get a pair of tickets to see Cyndi Lauper. We'll throw in a pedicure, Target, and Starbucks gift cards, and $100 in the voice scratcher tickets. If you say I'm Team Truda, you get a gift card to Home Depot, quick trips and movie passes, a round of golf at Top Golf, and $100 in scratcher tickets. Whose team are you on?
Definitely Team Jen.
Woohoo! Yes!
Clearly.
Marking you down for Team Jen. Hang on the line. We will get all your information, okay?
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The Show with Jen and Truda for Monday morning. Shaylee the Millennial here, Joey the producer. Brian Truda out at jury duty. We'll find out how that went tomorrow. But right now, let's find out who's celebrating a celebrity birthday. Surgeon, author, and TV personality Dr. Oz is 58. From Game of Thrones, Emmy Award-winning actor Peter Dinklage is 49. And from Dawson's Creek and the Mighty Ducks movies, actor Joshua Jackson is 40. There's a new number one film at the box office this weekend in the U.S. and Canada. The star-studded heist movie Ocean's 8, that's got Sandra Bullock, Cate Blanchett's in there. It earned $41.5 million in its debut week in North America's theaters. Coming in second was Solo, a Star Wars story with just over $15 million. And rounding out this week's top five were Deadpool 2, the horror film Hereditary, and Avengers Infinity War. I actually went to the movies this weekend, and the movie I saw, not in the top five, I saw Hotel Artemis, which was actually good. It's weird. And I went out in the lobby afterward. I heard somebody say, well, we wanted something different. We got different. So I guess maybe that's the best explanation. But it's got Sterling K. Brown in it.
Mm.
Very different character than you see him play on This Is Us.
So no dad jokes?
No dad jokes. Absolutely the opposite of dad jokes. But it was a great reminder of what an amazing actress Jodie Foster is. So that was Hotel Artemis. I liked it.
Nice. I'll have to check that out. I really want to see it because of Charlie Day and Dave Bautista.
Yes, Bautista is incredible. I think, I'm going to go ahead and say it, a better actor than The Rock.
Oh, I completely agree. I'm wondering if he's made more money based on all those Guardians and Marvel movies.
Yeah. If you're going WWE into movies, I go Bautista over The Rock. The Boss is the talk of the 2018 Tony Awards. Bruce Springsteen was awarded a special Tony last night for the success of his massive hit show, Springsteen on Broadway. Springsteen later performed My Hometown during the award ceremony on CBS. And actor Vince Vaughn is in some hot water after he was arrested in California. Police say the Chicago native and a male passenger were taken into custody early yesterday on suspicion of drunken driving. The arrest happened after Vaughn was pulled over at a DUI checkpoint in Hermosa Beach. Vaughn is known for appearing in such films as Swingers and, of course, The Wedding Crashers.
How money was that, though?
That's your entertainment news for Monday. If you haven't heard, we are giving away a huge trip to Paris. Not only will you see the Louvre and Notre Dame and go to the Eiffel Tower, but you will also be there for the premiere of Mission Impossible Fallout. Your next chance to become a finalist for that happens at 9:30 right here on KC 1021.
This show with Jen and Truda
on KC 1021.